This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 362 in the series. This session shares the Board of Health meeting held on Wednesday, October 7, 2020. The meeting was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Chair Budget Suite opened the meeting and reviewed the usual protocol for conduct of such remote meetings. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and the Board of Health page. The meeting runs effectively about 20 minutes, so let's listen to the Board of Health meeting for October 7, 2020.
Call the meeting of October 7th to order at 5 o'clock p.m., regular Board of Health meeting, and as a preliminary matter, we will cover the remote script. Permit me to confirm that all members and persons anticipated on the agenda are present and can hear me. Tim?
Here.
And Jeff? Jeff, are you muted?
I just said it here.
All right, you were okay. And then staff, when I call your name, please respond in the affirmative. Director of Public Health, Kathleen?
Here.
Health agent Ginny?
Here.
Administrative support Tyler? I see him. He's on here. He's fine. All right. So good evening. This open meeting.
Down
of
here.
The Franklin- All right. You're fine. All good. The open meeting of the Franklin Board of Health is being conducted remotely, consistent with Governor Baker's executive order of March 12, 2020, due to the current state of emergency in the Commonwealth from the outbreak of the coronavirus. In order to mitigate the transmission of this virus, we've been advised and directed by the Commonwealth to suspend public gatherings, and as such, the governor's order suspends the requirement of OML to have all meetings in a publicly accessible physical location. Furthermore, all members of the public are allowed and encouraged to participate remotely. This order, which you can find posted within the agenda materials for this meeting, allows public bodies to meet entirely remotely, so as long as reasonable public access is afforded to the public and follow along with the deliberations of the meeting. Ensuring public access does not ensure public participation. However, we will allow public participation as necessary. Please note that the meeting is being recorded and that some attendees are participating by video conference, so please be aware that other people may be able to see you, and please be careful not to screen share your computer. Anything you broadcast may be captured by this recording. All supporting materials that have been provided to the members of the Board of Health are available on the town's website unless otherwise noted. So, and we will go through the first item of the agenda. All items should flow through the chair. Let me just open the agenda really briefly, sorry. So I believe the first item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Just double check. Well, we have old business, there's no old business. So for, yes, first, reading and acceptance of the September 2nd and September 16th meeting minutes. Any discussion?
No, meetings looked accurate.
Jeff?
Nope, no discussion.
So is there a motion to approve both meeting minutes as presented?
Both meeting minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
Second it.
All right, let's do a roll call vote. Tim?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
All right, and I, chair vote yes. Cool. So now I will turn to new business and Kathleen, what do you have for us on the drive-through flu shot clinic update?
Yeah, it was a success. We vaccinated 76 people. Out of the 76, there were 14 children. So we had the drive-through at the senior center. So we had everyone enter on Oak Street. And there's behind the senior center is where the seniors pick up their curbside meals. We had any children in the car go there and around, and then we had a nurse stationed at the, you know, when they pulled fully around, so the kids could get out. There was chairs, tables, all of that. And then the other group, we had go Oak Street all the way in front of the senior center and out halfway. We had four nurses there, two on each side, so they could vaccinate on both sides of the car. Any newcomers pulled over to the left for 15 minutes, newcomers being first time having a vaccine, the flu vaccine, just for that 15 minute window to see if, you know, there's any reaction. Otherwise, they just went out of Beaver Street. And just backing up, Ginny and I were at the beginning of Oak Street where we signed in because we did pre-register, and we gave them consent forms and the VIS that they needed. It really went smoothly. So good that if we're going to do that for a second clinic, flu shot clinic, and I think here on out, I think we got a lot of good feedback. even from the nurses, it was a lot easier for them as well. So very, very happy about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So my intern, Isabella, is very sick tonight, not with COVID, so she can't do her presentation. Okay. So if it's okay, I'll put her on the agenda for November.
Yes, please.
Did I just say November? Oh, my God.
Oh, no, don't say it again.
And then I wanted to let the board know that, hold on, I have to let this person in, that I'm back to doing community outreach again. I submitted an article to the Homesteader. I'll be doing that every month on behalf of the Board of Health. This month I did trick-or-treating guidance during COVID, and it's also posted on our website. As a rule, the link goes straight to our website. And then Steve Sherlock and I started our podcasts again, and I'll be doing a podcast monthly with him. So the podcast basically was a kind of a recap of COVID, not that it's over, but the last podcast that Steve and I did, I think, was in April. And so kind of like where we're at from that original podcast, Triple E, Halloween guidance, and just general conversation. So if ever there's anything that you want me to talk about, do a podcast with him while I do podcasts with Steve, you know, please feel free to shoot me an email or a topic or something that you'd like to see out there. Same thing with the article.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's great.
And then to the chair. Yeah. So I'm not sure if Jeff and Tim, you're aware, you know, we entered phase 3, step 2, October 5th.
Monday,
and it's actually effective Monday for low risk towns and cities, and we're still low risk. So there are a number of updates if you have any questions regarding that. I mean, I think the biggest thing was the bars opening under certain guidance, but there's been other changes in occupancy and things like that for other businesses. So any questions that you have about that, I can definitely guide you in the right direction. I mean, really, that's about it for my on my end. I hate this because it makes it look like I'm not doing anything. We're so busy, it's crazy. Yeah. So
I just have a question for you, Kathleen. What happened with the cease and desist you issued? Are we good there?
We are. To the board, to the chair, Ginny and I closed Mergy, restaurant last week, I think it
Friday.
Was.
I mean, Thursday.
Thursday. It's all one day. Yeah.
So first we found they were operating a new business in the Mergy business in the restaurant. So we had to close that down. And then we realized that there was no person in charge there, so then we closed the whole restaurant down. So as of yesterday, I received one of the staff members had ServSafe manager certificate, today ChokeSaver, and allergy awareness, so they're good to open for takeout.
Awesome.
Perfect. Yeah. So I think that's about it, unless you have any questions.
Has there been any issue regarding the penalty provision?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Yeah. We get complaints, but we got a complaint tonight. We went, everything was in order. So, I'm not sure what people are seeing. I had
a reconnection.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So other than that, we're rocking and rolling.
The bars, are they allowed to sit at the bars and
under certain prescriptive protocols? Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Bars, they have to, they can sit at the counter, but they have to be so many feet away from each other. Is that how it is?
Yeah, so there's a lot of guidance around the bars, and they have to have plexiglass with 8 inches opening on the bottom for food. I think, is it 8 or 6 feet? 6 feet, right?
6 feet high. 6 feet high.
6 feet high. And then the social, and then the distance of.
You can't use plexiglass shields in between people. You can use it only between the bar server and the guests, but you can't use plexi guest to guest yet.
Correct. Yeah.
just have a drink, they have to eat food there too? Or
yep, you cannot just have a drink.
Yeah. You have to have a full meal.
Or something prepared on site. So if you went somewhere and they only gave you like a bag of chips, doesn't count. It has to be something that was prepared on site.
Oh, and that reminds me, as of tonight, they're gonna, the town council, I think, is gonna vote on food truck for distilleries, breweries, awesome. Businesses.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we'll see.
So are they gonna, just as long as they're permitted by you?
Yeah, and I'm sure they would have to be allowed by the town administrator as well.
Oh, yeah. But just as long as they're licensed through you. So that'll just be for the brewery and the distillery in town, or will that be for, will it open up to other locations or just those prescriptive areas?
So the winery, the brewery, and I'm missing another one. Is it the black, possibly, I think maybe the black box, that type of venue?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that would be helpful.
Heard. So La Cantina, the winery, and then 67?
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's good. That makes sense.
Yeah. I think so. So all in all.
Are you guys doing MHOA next week?
We are, yeah. Yeah, are you?
I'm supposed to, but, you know, college kids and COVID aren't my friend right now, so we'll see what happens.
I know. I feel bad.
It's all good. All right, what else do we have on the agenda?
That's it.
I'll open it up to Jeff and Tim, or is there anything you want to ask Kathleen or Ginny?
Kathleen, the one question I did have, and there may not be an answer to this yet, where Franklin is still low risk, but there are some neighboring towns that don't meet that low risk criteria. What kind of coordination have you had, or any word that you've had from their respective health departments regarding what, you know, any type of assistance that they're seeking, or any type of just information that they have about, you know, why they're still in that situation?
Well,
I know it's hard because it sounds like some of the reason they're not in the low risk category is some concentrated clusters rather than widespread.
Correct.
You know, it's a thing, right? Rather than it being a widespread problem in their towns or their cities. But I didn't know if there had been any talk with their respective departments about what's been going on.
No, I haven't talked to anybody. You think that we would reach out, but literally, I don't think we have time.
There's no time.
Yeah.
There's no time. People are literally drowning right now.
My expectation isn't that you should. Just, I didn't know if that was something that had come up with the change, with the most recent changes in the paper. But, so.
No, we should stick together, but we stay on our own island.
I think part of the challenge is that you have some towns that have true clusters from parties and events and things like that, and then you have some towns that have clusters due to nursing homes. So, for example, we're in Franklin. Our neighboring town is Wrentham.
Right.
Wrentham was red. Why was Wrentham red? They were not red from clusters or parties or community transmission. They were red from employees working in a nursing home. That is a completely different conversation on all levels than it would be in the town of Franklin. If we had clusters, that would impact our back to school decisions. That would impact so much more than the nursing home. And then you bounce around to other communities where they have larger population, or you see the high school parties happening in the woods where people are not self-reporting. So it's a hot mess.
Yeah.
Kathleen, have you gotten any complaints or concerns about trick-or-treating?
Just maybe 3 or 4 phone calls. I just took one today just asking for guidance, which we put up the CDC and DPA guidance on our portal.
Did you see the new little Beaumont infographic?
The what?
The Beaumont infographic, or the MHOA one. It has, like, for good activities, it has, like, little jack-o'-lanterns, and for bad activities, it has, like, ghouls.
Oh, how cute!
I'll forward it to you. It's all cute, right, but just something, I mean, I think people feel really strongly about Halloween, and I keep hearing that it's like a national holiday and the Board of Health shouldn't cancel it. I'm like, the Board of Health's not canceling Halloween, and it's not a holiday. It's a personal, it's a personal preference, people. Go trick-or-treating or don't. Like, if you choose to do it, please do it safely. If you don't choose to do it, that's fine too, but it's definitely a personal,
I know,
personal choice.
I was shocked that canceling Halloween wasn't on the Board of Health's agenda. No.
And when I checked in with Jamie, because, you know, this might be my first year here, he said, Jamie does not cancel Halloween, call Frankenstein. So it's,
that's
like,
awesome.
You know, I mean, it's just kind of, we're a low risk town.
Yes.
You know, if it was a high risk, maybe we'd have a different conversation, right? You know, I don't know. So, and our numbers are doing pretty good. We're, we have 14 in isolation right now, 196 total, I think. Don't quote me.
Thank much.
That. But we're just, we're seeing some fluctuation, a little bit up and down, but not too bad.
That's great.
Yeah, it really is. It's a real collaborative effort, and it really started with the fire department. The chief was really, you know, he was, what's the word, you know, he just took right over, started screening and teaching us, and, you know, it was because of such a learning curve, but he really just had this, you know, initiative, and I think that, you know, we all followed suit, right? Police, fire, the municipality, Jamie, you know, it's just been a really good collaborative effort to keep these numbers down.
Well, you guys are doing a great job, so
yeah.
Thanks. We try. And, you know, also feel free to send me any agenda items, you know, anything that you want to know, or, you know, I'll be more than happy to put it on. I honest to God, it's sometimes it's kind of like making the agenda. It's like, what have I done? You know, what have I done lately? So, you know, always feel free. Just a reminder. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is there anyone else who's on that's not?
Yeah, there's one, an Andrew Woodward.
Mr. Woodward, do you want to make a comment or a question to the health director or the Board of Health?
No, it's all set. Thank you. Thanks for all you guys are doing. No,
it's okay. Sorry.
That's okay. It's under my husband's name. No, just thank you for everything that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Look at that, Kathleen. Rockstar.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So I guess before we adjourn, I do want to just take another moment to thank Kathleen, Ginny, and Tyler. I know this has been a long effort, especially putting flu clinic planning on top of all of your COVID and regular routine duties of the health department. So it's very much appreciated. And Kathleen, you did a great job. Your presentation 2 weeks ago. Was it only 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
However long it was at City Council. I thought you did a great job. So
thank you. Thank you.
Very, very lucky to have such a great staff on our health department.
Thanks. And just a note about that, I thought it was a great opportunity to let everyone know how many hats we wear.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, you know, so I thought it was a great opportunity. So thank you.
Do you have the video on our your website?
I love that video, don't you?
I do too. Yeah, we got it from, I think it's so important because people don't, you know, when public health is working, it's invisible and it's, you know, it is what it is. But the minute something happens or there's a hiccup, it's, oh my goodness, you're not doing enough. But whereas you've been doing this all along, there's just added pressure points. So if you don't have the video on the website, if you could throw it up there here and there, maybe not all the time, but I think it's really important to remind the general public of all the things that you and Ginny and Tyler are supporting throughout the town, and that if we didn't have you guys in play, you know, COVID would obviously still be super detrimental, but everything else would be failing as well. So I think it's a great, you guys do a great job. I think it's thankless, and I can't thank you guys enough.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And I will. I'll put that on the website.
I think it's a good point for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any other discussion between the board at this time?
Nope.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Is there a second?
Second it.
All right. Roll call. Tim?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Awesome. Well, thank you all very much. Have a great What day is it? Wednesday. Have a great Wednesday night.
Thanks. It's good to see all of you.
Thanks, everybody. Good luck.
It's awesome. We were forced to shut down this weekend because of the Department of Health.
Wow. Oh my God. Why?
Because fraternity brothers can't keep their tongues in their mouths, I guess. Like, kissing, I have no idea. I know I'm being facetious. We have 40.
Nice.
I'm not bitter at all. We have a two-week hiatus, so I'm working on getting 3,500 kids tested in the next 3 days. So we can get a lower percent positivity so that we can resume in-person classes as soon as possible.
Oh, wow. More stress. Hold on.
It's awesome. All right, guys. Thanks for everything you do. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for what you do, too.
I don't do anything. Bye. I just say hi. Bye, guys.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.